My name is Kathleen Jacobs McLeod. I am 62. Today's date is June 18th, 2016. I am at the Chicago Cultural Center. I'm here with my husband, Peter.
My name is Peter McLeod. I am 63. Today's date is June 18th, 2016. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center, and I'm here with my wife, Kathleen Jacobs McLeod.
My name is Jill Meredith Wolf. I'm 36 years old. Today is June 18th, 2016. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center with my fellow colleagues and advocate, Kathy and Peter. Kathy, Peter, I can't tell you how glad I am to have you both here. And if it's okay with you, I'd kind of like to start this off in a little mushy way. And Peter, have you look across to your wife and tell me about this person sitting across from you and how you feel as you look at her.
I am as much in love today as I was the day that we got married. I remember the first time I ever saw you when you worked into the course center where I was working at the front desk. I knew that day that you were special, and I looked forward to the opportunity to get to know you and work with you, not knowing then that one day I would fall in love with you and that you would become my wife. I feel very honored that you took me up on my desire to be closer to you, and I love you more than you would ever know.
Kathy, can I ask you to do the same if you can, or at least say anything you want at this point?
Oh my God, this is emotional. My husband is my superhero, my best friend, my pal, my protector, and I remember going into Core Center for my interview, and I met the person I was going to interview with, but I started saying, who is that cutie pie at the front desk? And then I'm like, okay, focus. You're here for priorities. Your priority is to get your job. We'll worry about cutie pie later. And then when I got the job, we became friends first, best friends. We ended up getting married, and the best decision I ever made.
That's awesome. I feel like we could end the interview right there because it's just so beautiful. You two are so fantastic. I know you both as this powerhouse couple. And you know, I want to start with you, Kathy, as a nurse, as a wife, as an advocate. What do you see your role in, let's talk about Chicago and the world and health in terms of the role that you play in the job function that you have?
My role as a nurse, I've always looked at myself as a nurturer. I've always wanted to protect the people around me who was closest to me. Expected that I would do that on an ongoing basis.
Peter, what's that like for you?
I had been dealing with two chronic illnesses for a while before Kathy and I met. I had learned to do it out of necessity on my own. I didn't get a lot of support. I mean, I didn't have a spouse to support me, and my family was not engaged in my health care. When Kathy and I married, I welcomed her support, and I really learned to lean on her and trust her advice and thoughts about how to best respond to dealing with really what was two chronic diseases.
You know, control, it's such an interesting thing. Peter, you're talking about living with these two chronic diseases. What's it like for both of you who are people very much in control of their lives and playing such a role in changing the course of lives for others? What's it like for you to not really be able to control viruses that are happening in your body and certainly taking some efforts to attempt to control them?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think it's been, for me, this has been a 40-year journey. I first learned about the hepatitis C infection somewhere in 1975, 1976. I was told I had hepatitis, and it was 9A, 9B by a nurse, you know, moments before going in for a surgical procedure. She explained that there was not much they could do about it at that point, and that it was more just for me to be aware of that I had that diagnosis. Fast forward from that time, 20 years, and I had, you know, been feeling really awful for a few years, in and out of emergency rooms for various infections. And in 1997, I found out that I also had HIV. So, you know, living with HIV and hepatitis C presents a lot of challenges, but I think certainly having Kathy there to help me has, you know, really made things easier. I think, you know, it's one of the challenges, and Kathy mentioned it, you mentioned it earlier, is, you know, the stigma that's related to both of these diseases. But I think for the most part, we have learned to manage both. I mean, I've been through multiple treatments for the hepatitis C, and I've done well from the start with the HIV. So today, I worry less about the actual disease and where that's going, as opposed to, you know, what all that means in terms of the relationship to me aging and being 63 and being 60, turning 64 in a matter of a month, what all that means as I get older.
And Peter, from your vantage point and perspective, can you tell me, I'll ask you to go a little bit further on perspective on addiction and really how our country approaches addiction and doesn't approach addiction, and your thoughts on where maybe that can be different.
I think it's very interesting that we right now are making a slow turn on, as a country, on how we look at addiction and how we face addiction. I think there's a certain irony, and I'm not sure if irony is the right word, that as we see more and more young Caucasians living in the suburb, and even more people from Appalachia feeling the impact of diseases that are directly related to their addictions, that Congress is willing to act. You know, this has been happening in my community for decades and decades. And rather than having a human approach, you know, our government has always, you know, approached this, and me and others, as being criminal. And we've been prosecuted, we've been in prison, we've not had access to jobs and education that other people have because of our addiction. And now clearly we recognize addiction as a public health issue. And frankly, it seems like it's being recognized as a public health issue now because it's impacting other people.
Right. White people. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I love you
both.
Thank you. Working with you is fantastic.